Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now it's the day after Christmas, or as a lot of people know it, Break Baby Day.
What?
Break baby day, what?
It's like the day that people got break babies, they spend time with their kids.
The outside family.
Oh. Yeah. Well, if you guys thought you were done opening presents, there's another one right behind your TV. It's a great show for you and your family.
It's us,
that's
guys.
Right.
Now, later on, we're going to tell you which sitcom star says she never watched an episode of her own show. Plus, we're playing a special Christmas edition of Box Office Charades, and you're not going to want to miss me and Portia destroying Gary and the Brat.
Hate to let you know, thank we're going to tap your behinds.
Yes, honey.
I'm glad you said that.
Right. He already spoke it into existence.
Anyway, Forbes, they released its 100 Greatest Living Business Minds list. And guess who made the list, y'all?
Who?
Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Take that.
Said he won't stop.
Yeah.
Now, he shared the secret to his success. He said, I started my business career at age 12 delivering newspapers. I had a lot of elderly customers, so I would always put the newspaper in between the screen door and the door. That caring made me different, made me better than the last paper boy. Since then, I've always understood that if I give my customers the best and service them differently, whether music, clothing, or vodka, in return, I'll get a return on my hard work.
Smart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The point is, he wasn't doing like Dennis the Menace, just throwing it up at people's yard. He was actually taking the time to do something different. And then you got to go the extra mile and when you're doing some business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell of a businessman, terrible motorcycle rider. I don't know if you remember the beginning of the Missing You video.
Well, moving on, Jennifer Aniston had a rough go at love following her very public divorce from Brad Pitt. We all know about that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But it all worked out because she was able to find love again, and she's been married now 2 years to Justin Theroux. So it seems to be working out for them.
Okay. Yeah.
But in an interview with Harper Bazaar, Jen revealed the first thing that went through her mind when Justin popped the question.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
What'd she say?
She said, I usually just buff my nails. I don't have the patience to let my nails dry. When Justin proposed, he put the freaking ring on my finger, and I was like, holy crap, now I have to get manicures.
Yeah. You're worried about the wrong thing.
I know.
She'd be happy somebody want to marry
the ring must not have been impressive, honey, because I would have been looking at the rain.
Especially as long as that car was out there on the lot. We was actually worried about Jennifer Aniston at one point in time.
Yeah, because, you know, they wouldn't let it go. They acted like 10 years later, she was still butthurt over Brad. Yeah. But clearly, she had moved on.
Like she was like that brown coat in the Lost and Found at the bus station.
Does it belong to anybody?
Yeah, it's like, does anybody want this?
Anyway, speaking of Jennifer Aniston, if you own a TV, you know that Friends is still on every day, all day. And in a recent interview, Jennifer was asked if she ever stops to watch an old rerun from time to time. She said, yeah, I can't help it. First, I'm trying to remember which episode it is, and half the time I'm saying to myself, I don't remember that. You get sucked into the nostalgia of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And she watching a good residual check in the mail, too, honey.
That make her, I'm sure she remembered then.
Yes, honey.
Well, Full House, which premiered 30 years ago this year, is still in heavy rotation as well. And Jodie Sweetin, a.k.a. Stephanie Tanner, was asked the same question, and she said, I have to be honest. I don't know that I've ever watched an entire episode of Full House. My kids watch it, like at their dad's house or on their iPads, but I don't know that I ever watched it.
Wow.
Man, that's so hard to believe.
Me too.
Yeah. Like, how could you... when you were a young kid... And you on TV?
Yeah.
It's exciting. You know she had to at least watch the first
episode. She had to watch them.
So Gary and Headcrack, the ones who started this, would y'all want to watch the first episode or one of the first episodes of Dish?
Yeah, I would like to see what it looked like. I forgot about it.
I would watch it for a laugh. You know, because we've all changed so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Roll that beautiful footage.
Ooh.
He was wearing scants. Scants are the wave of the future, ladies and gentlemen. It's a skirt and pants at the same time. You have changed a bit, Gary. Moving on, December 26th, today marks the 98th anniversary of perhaps the most famous transaction in sports history.
What?
It's when the far superior Boston Red Sox traded Babe Ruth to the struggling New York Yankees. Now, the trade altered the fate of both teams tremendously, and for the Red Sox, it became known as the Curse of the Bambino because they wouldn't win another World Series for, get this, y'all, 86 years.
Good Lord. Talk about a bad move.
Now, the Yankees, we came up big time. We won a whopping 26 World Series in that time period.
Oh, man.
Wow.
What were y'all on?
Drugs. Drugs, steroids, a lot of things going on over there. So anyway, we want to take a look at one of the longest running curses in Hollywood.
Damn.
Talk about the Oscar love curse.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the superstition is that when a woman wins an Oscar for Best Actress, her husband will then cheat on her or divorce her shortly thereafter. And believe it or not, there are countless examples.
Are you kidding me?
That's horrible.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. What's the first one?
Let's talk about Reese Witherspoon. Now, she was married to Ryan Phillippe when she took home the Oscar for Walk the Line. And shortly thereafter, rumors started to swirl that Ryan was having an affair, so their 7-year marriage came to and just a few months later.
Ooh.
So I'm making I want to ask if you're a woman.
Word, and you did really good in Sharknado, so.
Thank you. So it may, oh God. Oh. Hope I don't get married, I'll lose him after Sharknado.
Yeah, oh, Lord, yeah. Good.
Let's talk about Sandra Bullock. Now, Sandra won for The Blind Side and got up there and thanked her husband, Jesse James, by saying,
there's
no surprise that my work got better when I met you because I never knew what it felt like for someone to have my back.
Damn.
Days later.
Damn.
Just days. A whole bunch of women came forward to say that they were sleeping with her husband and they were divorced a few months later.
He had a whole bunch of women's back.
He sure did, honey.
Hmm.
I mean, that's
and they front.
Embarrassing.
I will talk about Halle Berry. Now, she was married to Eric Benet when she won the Oscar for Monsters Ball.
Mm-hmm.
They were separated a year later.
That's because he was cheating before and after and any time in between.
In between.
And Eric probably saw Halle have sex with, what was his name?
Billy Bob.
He probably said, you ain't did all that for me.
Okay.
Tell me, I want to feel good. he was like, go feel good then.
All right, honey, moving on. Now, I've got a story for all you freaks out there.
Okay.
You have to hit us with the dazzle hands?
Yes, I know. All you freaks out there, baby. Now, a company called True Companion has created the world's first sex robot. The world's first sex robot doll that can learn your likes and dislikes in the bedroom.
What?
And can even be programmed, baby, ooh, to orgasm.
What?
Yes, baby, honey. Not only that, honey, you can customize the doll to look however you want it.
I'm so sick of technology. Come on now.
I don't like nothing like this. I can't stand this.
I don't like that either.
I mean, then we gotta compete with other women. Now we gotta compete with a doll.
Because you know all these freaks out there that like Porsche. Like, oh, I want to look just like Porsche.
Right.
Girl.
And now the dog can learn his body. What about Mr. Spider? I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay.
I can do it.
The company says, y'all, that it has been flooded, honey, with orders for celebrity lookalike dolls. But there's one famous leading lady that gets the most requests by far, honey.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie?
Beyonce.
Well, honey, note to both of y'all, honey. Marilyn Monroe, honey. Unfortunately, y'all, they can't make the Marilyn doll because they would need permission from her estate to use her likeness, and they can't get it.
Who is going to say you can use my likeness for a sex doll?
Yeah, because that would be like making a sex tape. Like, you have to have permission to use somebody's face, right?
So, Portia, so would you license your image for the right price?
Hell no. This is creepy and disgusting.
When I get my money, honey, I'm going to get a Brad and a Porsche dog and put y'all both in the back seat of my car and just ride around.
You get through the HOV lane.
That's right, honey.
All right, so now coming up next, me and Porsche take on Gary and Brad in a special edition of Box Office Charades. Gary is going to show you how to lose gracefully. You stay right.
Don't bet on it.
Nah.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation, and I'm checking my watch. It's game time, y'all!
Yay!
Now, Christmas is over, but we're gonna keep the holiday spirit going with a special edition of Box Office Charades featuring some of the greatest Christmas movies from over the years. Now, earlier we said it was gonna be me and Portia versus Brad and Gary,
yeah.
And me and Portia both realized that it was not fair.
Yeah.
to you guys.
It's not fair to you guys because we beat you each time we've played
it. It's not fair. Recently. So we're going to switch.
Yeah, we wanted to make it fair and level
the ground.
Not fair.
So, Brad, you're going to be my partner.
No worries. That's great.
Cool. And Portia and Gary, you guys are going to click up.
They together anyway.
So. Yeah, it's my boo.
So, all right, Brad, you ready?
Yeah. Home Alone.
That's the easiest thing ever.
I know.
Thank you, Brad. Gary, it's on you.
All right, Gary, come on, boo.
Ready?
Okay. Oh, the Grinch that stole Christmas, baby. All day. Yes, the Grinch.
No.
Yes. The Grinch that stole Christmas.
She didn't see that. He stole the gifts. And
the
Grinch just face like.
Yeah, the Grinch. Oh, don't blame me because I'm better with him.
He didn't change his
I had to leave you to go to a better man.
Better with Gary, boo.
I got mine's in 2.2 seconds.
Oh, Home Alone, really?
Okay, next one. All right, cool. Let's get it. You ready, Brad?
Sure. Slit your throat.
The movie costs.
You dead. Okay, you dead. Dead people. I see dead people. Chess, hardcore. Hard, dead. Dead hard.
Hold on. He mouthed it. Stop mouthing hard.
He did not mouth.
You did. Wrong tape. You said, I saw your mouth say,
No, he did. Don't be a hater.
No, stop mouthing it, head crack.
Next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck with this next one, guys.
Cheater.
It's Portia. Remember, it's the Christmas movie.
Okay. Hidden Figures. hide your wife. Hide your kid. Ooh, Papers. It got something to do with Papers? Rain. Singing in the Rain. Uh-huh. Santa Claus. And Hidden Santa. Hardcore Santa. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. White. Christmas. Yes. Body. Ooh, face. White. All white. Oh, snowman. The snowman. Yes. 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 The snowman. Uh-huh. Yeah. A Christmas movie. The snow killer. The white snow killer. Frozen. White. Frozen white. Snow white. Snow white. Oh.
How much time will y'all be allotted?
They done had 20 minutes.
Time. Okay. Time.
What?
You were so close.
Frost and the snowman.
Oh, damn.
Snow White. White man.
Right. Yeah. She said, oh. Oh, I man. Knew I was
oh,
close.
Oh, my God.
All right. This one's
Christmas
gonna be tough.
Movies. Christmas
yeah, Christmas movies.
Christmas movies.
Oscar.
Yes.
Winning an award. Chess. Man. Man's best friend. Dog. World. Man, Arch. My boy, my man, best man, happy, best man Christmas, best man holiday.
Yes.
Oh my God, you like.
I remember Portia, it's a Christmas movie.
Okay.
Get it now. Okay.
Give Gary 100 hours.
Okay. Red, midlight special. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Yeah. Had a very shiny nose.
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
Yeah.
And if you ever saw him.
I quit.
Hush your face.
I quit.
Dish Nation, y'all.
Yeah, honey.
Well, y'all, Glenn Close has been in the business for close to 40 years now, and in a recent interview, she revealed the secret to her longevity, being open to all opportunities that come her way.
Like taking every gig?
Yes, she said
every?
That. I guess so, honey. She said that early on in her film career, she was offered a role in a movie of the week, and she told her agent that she wanted to do it, but that her agent told her that it would ruin her movie career. From then on, she said, my answer's always been, but what about Judi Dench? She's done everything her whole career. Why can't we
do that? Why can't we go from stage to TV to film? And it's worked out because she's been nominated for an Oscar 6 times, won 3 Emmys and 3 Tonys.
Good for her.
Oh, yeah. So she almost got the EGOT, or whatever it's called. What is it called? Where you get the Emmy, the Tony, the Grammy?
Yeah, the EGOT. She's got to drop a mixtape soon.
I know. Right? Yeah, just sing on something with Common. You'll get one. All right, well, moving on. I don't know about y'all, but 2017 has been good for me.
Oh.
Yes, honey.
Why?
You don't have to cheer.
I'll be happy about that.
I am.
My girl,
no arrests, no warrants, no new mugshot. Oh, baby, yeah. I'm clean, honey.
Yeah, ooh, girl, yes.
We got a little time, but I'm sure I'm going to...
You gonna
go
make
through.
It.
Yeah, unscathed, yes. But some celebs weren't so lucky, and we wanted to take a look back at some of the most memorable mugshots editions of the year. Like Tiger Woods, poor Tiger. Oh, yeah. How can we forget when he got arrested for DUI back in May?
Yeah. It's just like the eyes. His eyes are so dead. Like, there's so much pain behind those eyes.
So much pain pills behind those eyes.
Not pain pills. Right. Then you have Aaron Carter, who got arrested back in July for DUI and marijuana possession.
Oh, my God.
It looked like he got arrested for, I shouldn't say that.
Methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
Oh, he changed.
Yeah, he just looked
like. Do marijuana do all that?
No.
Yeah.
We both said
no.
Well, I think Chief Keith may have been trying to flirt with his booking officer. Mm-mm. Here's his mugshot after being arrested for a DUI.
Oh. So he was giving future inmates the wrong idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't want people to see you doing that on the way in.
Okay. Now, rapper Stitches, well, his crazy-looking self, got arrested earlier this year when cops pulled him over after they saw him pulling out of the handicapped spot at a Whole Foods. They searched the car and booked him for weed and felony of gun possession.
I don't know what I'm more shocked at, the crime or the fact that this man goes to Whole Foods.
Yeah. And then former NFLer and marijuana enthusiast Ricky Williams seemed completely unbothered when he was arrested for outstanding traffic warrants back in September.
Mm. He looks good. I mean, his smile, he has a nice smile.
Yeah, he looks everything. Like he's high.
Yeah.
He's happy.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Well, don't go anywhere because coming up, Disneyland may be the happiest place on earth, but not for people who work there because you won't believe some of the they have to deal with. Stay tuned.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Squeeze this last story in before the eggnog wears off. Now, Disneyland may be considered the happiest place on earth, but a lot of that has to do with the employees that keep everything in check on site. The staff even has a set of code words that they use so they could chat about troublemakers without making the guests feel uneasy. Like, for example, anyone causing a problem is called a treasured guest.
That's cute.
Like if it's an ugly child, she's so precious.
All right.
I'm so precious.
When a kid pees in the pool, it's code Winnie.
Oof.
Now, can anybody take a guess at what white powder alert means?
Oh.
Somebody doing some cocaine.
It's when people try to illegally spread their loved one's ashes on a ride or anywhere on the park's grounds, which is like a thing because some people want to be, you know, laid to rest at
in
the happiest
Disneyland.
Place.
Really? Right. They should never do that because on rides, you somebody always underneath, and I don't want Auntie Bert like coming all in my thing on hair.
Exactly.
Right?
Now, let's just say theoretically, if I ask you guys to spread my ashes at Space Mountain, not you, Gary, because you'll be gone. What you guys
do? Shut up.
I would do it.
I would too. I would definitely try. But I probably wouldn't let you, you wouldn't be able to go just this powder. I'd probably have to mix you into like some coffee or something and pour you out.
No, then it would really get on people. You just throw a little in the air at a time and just let it circulate.
And everybody gonna be coughing and inhaling hair.
You don't have to pour like a pound of them at a time. It don't be that much.
Oh, hair crack gonna have a lot of ashes. Okay? Yeah, it's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a sandstorm, okay?
Pour it all at once, Portia.
Gonna make a castle out of it.
Yeah, I know.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.